at Liberty Union High School in Brentwood yesterday. Hundreds of well-wishers, including Army, Marines, Air Force, and Coast Guard veterans, saluted Fletcher. Liberty High's principal told him he'd have to wear a cap and gown over his uniform if he wanted to walk in the school's graduation ceremony last Friday. California law allows military members to wear their uniform at graduation, and the Uniform Code of Military Justice forbids wearing anything over a uniform. Principal Patrick Walsh apologized to Fletcher at yesterday's ceremony.
Verizon says its $4.5 billion acquisition of Yahoo is done. That means CEO of Yahoo, Marissa Mayer, is resigning. Yahoo's assets will be combined with several brands of AOL and a new subsidiary called Oath. The final acquisition price of $4.48 billion, about $350 less than originally offered. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Well, welcome to the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station. Located in downtown beautiful Flemington and historic Flemington, New Jersey. It's Tuesday, June 13th. I'm your host, Vicki Lynn Morgan. We're here today from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday. And I have to ask you this important question. Where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? And where can they learn trustworthy and real-world doable strategies and action plans that they just won't find anywhere else? Well, it's right here at the Hunterdon Chamber Radio Station on this program, which is Teachable Moments in Business. This program is really for the purpose of business people, whether they're employees or employers, and we give tips to those folks on how to really maximize their business opportunities. There's so much information out there that we really need to gain knowledge of because business is changing at such a rapid pace. So I do encourage you to listen to these programs from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm getting tongue-tied today on Tuesdays. If you go back to the archives on the website, you'll see programs that we have offered in the past. So I hope you'll share information about our program to your colleagues and to your friends and ask them to listen. You can listen to this program on your cell phone, on your mobile devices. You can listen to it sitting in your office. And it's from 3 to 4 o'clock on Tuesdays live. So before we get into the program, I'm going to share with you what's going on with the weather these days or today. It was pretty hot when I came here into Flemington. I come from northern Hunterdon County. It's partly cloudy. There's a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, and it's a high of 94 degrees. The winds are west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Now, Tuesday night, this evening, we probably will have considerable cloudiness. A stray shower or thunderstorm might be possible with a low of about 68 degrees, and winds will be light and variable. Now, tomorrow, we're looking at intervals of clouds and sunshine with a high of 78 Fahrenheit. So, obviously, it's going to get cooler tomorrow. I think we'll all be happy after 3 very hot days in a row with the winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then tomorrow night, partly cloudy again with a low of 54 degrees, winds light and variable. So I guess you could turn your air conditioning down at that point. So here's a word from our sponsor, and I'm going to come back and share with you the topic for today, which is influencer marketing.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. Today, we have to be lifelong learners in order to stay alive and well in our businesses. Whether we're owners of the company or the employees, we all have to take an active role in many aspects of the business, including marketing. So that's one of my passion areas. I do teach marketing for the Small Business Development Center at Raritan Valley Community College and have counseled literally thousands of small business owners and employees on various topics of about business. And you have to continue studying because business is changing at such a rapid pace. Now, I typically have a guest, but our guest was unable to come today. So I wanted to share with you a topic that I think is extremely important for so many of us, and that is it's called influencer marketing. Now, there's a question that people have, and that is, what exactly is marketing? Marketing is every bit of contact with your target audience to get repeat referral business opportunities and sales. Now, marketing comes before selling. So if you don't market, you're not going to build awareness. You're not going to give people a heads up on the value that you bring to the table. It's hard to build trust if nobody's ever heard of you. And, of course, if you've done business with a client, it's important that you continue to reach out to them so that they you really validate the decision that they made to do business with you. There are many different types of marketing. One of them is called inbound marketing, which we may have talked about in the past. There's a concept called cause marketing or cause-related marketing. But today we're going to talk about influencer marketing. And there are a lot of fine points with regard to influencer marketing that I wanted to share with you. Now, you don't have to be a marketing expert to see that many of the old methods of generating awareness just are not working as well as they used to be. We've got the internet. We've got social media. There's just so many techniques and tactics that people are using today outside of the normal advertising. In fact, when I teach a marketing class, I'll often ask people what the first word is that comes to mind when they hear the word marketing, and typically it's advertising. As a certified guerrilla marketing coach, I don't believe in spending money first. I believe in getting as much exposure through social media, through the internet, through connections one-on-one with people in the real world, the offline world, so that when they do see an advertisement that you've paid for, their response will be, oh gosh, I've heard of that individual or that company. So we're in a time of banner blindness when consumers can easily skip over or ignore ads and block pop-ups. It's become more important for us to educate using more appealing methods. And I have to say, marketing is really education. You want to teach people what you do and what's in it for them to do business with you, what benefits they're going to take away. So this is where influencer marketing comes in, which works much the same way as word-of-mouth marketing and or advertising, where people hear about your product or service from someone they trust rather than through a large-scale advertising campaign. Influencers are people within an industry who have an engaged following of people who see them as both relatable and trustworthy. Every niche, every business niche, has its influencers. So in order to find the right influencer for your particular business, you need to find someone who, with a following that is relevant to your content. So some people are, we refer to some of those folks as being key opinion leaders or perhaps centers of influence. For example, if you had a product or service that would be appropriate for young children, you might want to connect with the lady who's in charge of the school's PTA. If that that individual frequently is friendly, knows a lot of the parents, and they also run programs for the PTA and the children's families. So if you were to connect with somebody like that, you might get some exposure through word of mouth. So, for example, another example might be if you were manufacturing or distributing a line of supplements, you would have to see, well, who are the influencers in the supplement and the nutrition industry? There may be nutritionists, there may be personal coaches, there may be chiropractors, there may be family counselors, all of whom might be interested in nutrition when it comes to working with their clients. So it's important that you reach out to people and connect with people who have an influence on an audience of fans, so to speak, who may value healthy living and clean eating, and that's the best scenario, really. If you were somebody who, I had a woman who was making veils, headdresses for brides. She didn't know who was getting married, but if she connected with the wedding planners, perhaps the photographers, the invitation companies, the cake baker, the band, the host location, the catering hall, if she were to connect with them, that would get her in touch with the brides who are truly her target audience. So the reason influencer marketing works so well is that if you choose the right influencer, you have the potential to spread awareness of your brand to an engaged audience that is already interested in what you have to offer. And you can do it without being salesy, not pushy or salesy, more taking more of a position of being interested in the other individual and sharing knowledge that would be beneficial for them. So the thing to do is that you work together with the influencer to create content that will be useful in his or her audience. Within that content, you direct attention to your brand. The influencer posts the content, thereby spreading knowledge of your brand to a much larger audience than you would have had the ability to reach on your own. But it's important to note that your main objective in creating this content is to deliver something of value, not to push your product. So, for example, if you created recipes for your audience, the goal would be to educate people on how to prepare nutritious food, and along the way you would mention your product, health food product. Your influencer's audience will appreciate the information and will not be put off by it as if it were nothing more than just an ad. If you do this skillfully, then awareness and sales will be a natural byproduct. So here's a quote for you. Influencer marketing is a type of in-marketing that focuses on using key leaders to drive your brand's message to the larger market. Rather than marketing directly to a large group of consumers, you spread, inspire, hire, pay influencers to get the word out. So some influencers are paid, and these would be bloggers. And I'm going to be giving you later on in the broadcast several websites that you can go to in order to find people who might be influencers for your business. But first of all, here's a couple words from our sponsors.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future. how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. I own Russmore Mentoring Group, and in that capacity, I help business owners, whether they're established or entrepreneurs who are just getting started, to help them to figure out how to develop their idea, how to find the target audience, how to get to market, and keep the ball rolling. So one of the techniques that we can reference would be the use of influencer marketing. So the question really, does it work? Or how does it work? So influencer marketing is highly effective because the information is coming from an authentic, trusted source. When you promote your product yourself, potential consumers are less likely to place full trust in what you have to say because you're going to tell them how great the product is and that they have to buy it. But today's buyers are wise to the fact that some companies make exaggerated claims about their products in order to drive sales. So if an influencer were to mention your product or service, and who would be able to also explain how much how well the product or service works and the customers really love it, their influencing audience may be very much interested in and trusted in what you have to say, in what that person has to say. So over time, influencers have built up a relationship, and they know that this person will not promote anything that he or she does not believe in. So the audience of an influencer will trust that influencer over the course of time. Now, there was a Nielsen Global survey that found that 84% of worldwide consumers will take action based on the reviews and recommendation of trusted sources above all other forms of advertising. There was another recent survey from a digital agency that found the influencer campaigns earned $6.85 in earned media value for every dollar of paid media. So after analyzing a few specific case studies, researchers also found that a 10% increase in word of mouth translated into sales between 0.2% and 1.5%. So these are don't sound like impressive numbers, but you start putting a pencil to that, it could be substantial for a business. And a study there was conducted by a company called TapInfluence.com, and they found that influencer marketing is 11 times better than the return on investment compared to traditional digital advertising campaigns. So we're talking about an area of business that we need to really consider as to how it might help our respective businesses. So clearly, influencer marketing has the potential to pay off for your business. You'll want to define your goals so that you can track your results and see what it does for you. Your specific goals will also influence your overall strategy and the kind of content that you generate. So it's very important that you set goals before you do any kind of marketing, whether it's advertising, whether it's even belonging to a networking event, because that's also marketing too. It's marketing directly to people one-on-one, or perhaps in groups. But always have your goals set first, because when you launch a business marketing endeavor and it doesn't pay off, you have the goals to go back to see, well, what were my goals and what marketing tactics was I going to use in order to reach those goals. So are you looking for a larger email list or increased traffic to your website? Do you want to encourage greater awareness of your brand or create an engaged community or to draw more followers on your social media accounts or drive interest for a new product? Or are you just hoping to increase direct sales? So these are some of the goals that people might be wanting to set. So influencer marketing can help your business to reach any of these goals, but it requires planning. Before you begin your influencer campaign, take the time to think about your goals and determine exactly how you will be tracking your success. So there was a quote here that I found, which is 40% of respondents to one recent study said they've purchased an item online after seeing it used by an influencer on Instagram, Twitter, Vine, or YouTube. So there you are here using social media sites that are extremely popular, and people follow information that they appear on that. I recently bought two items that I saw on Facebook being advertised. I didn't know the companies, but I was sold by seeing the video. The same study found an increase in purchase intent of 5.2 times when users saw both brand and influencer tweets. So the more exposures you have that are focused on the target audience that you want to attract, the more successful you will be. So then the question is influencer marketing right for your specific business? Are the methods of marketing that used to work for you suddenly falling flat? Is organic social media letting you down? Many businesses, even those in the business of social media, are finding that it's just not delivering the website traffic it used to. Or maybe you see the ROI, which is return on investment, on your ad spend going down and down to the point that it's hardly worth it anymore. It's distressing but not surprising. After all, according to one recent report, 45 million internet users in the U.S. alone use ad blockers, and many of those who don't simply aren't aware of their existence. Or maybe you're a startup and waiting years for organic reach to bring in sales, it's just not an option anymore. New businesses face an additional challenge of spreading awareness of a product or service when they have to develop a reach broad enough to make an impact. So influencer marketing can help to solve the problems as well. Influencers are already engaged with large audiences. Information that they share with these audiences is likely to be shared with an even broader group of people. Many of these people may then join your audience. The right influencer marketing campaign is really an effective shortcut to increasing your reach quickly. And by the way, I'm going to be giving you some websites that you can check out to determine whether or not there are resources that are appropriate for your business. And blogs and Facebook are generally thought to be the most effective platforms for influencer marketing campaigns. So depending on your audience, these are probably a good place to focus your initial efforts. Other platforms that can deliver results are YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, Google+, and Vine. More traditional media, such as television, can also be incredibly effective in increasing awareness of and demand for your product. So how to find an influencer for your business? That's really our next step here. How are we going to find an influencer? Now, if you worked in the pet industry, there's an organization called BlogPaws, BlogPaws. And by the way, there are so many pet businesses out there in all different sizes, shapes and sizes, as I often say. Everything from pet shops to veterinarians to trainers to the pooper picker-up people to kennel operators, dog walkers, nutritionists. There's just a whole host of people involved in the pet business. And if you were in that business, you would want to connect with people that they know. If influencer marketing is going to work for you, then you need to make sure you find the right influencer for your specific business. When you begin your search for influencers, you need to look beyond follower count. Why? Because follower count doesn't necessarily translate into engagement or interest in your brand. And a follower would be somebody who reads your postings on Facebook or maybe communicates with you through LinkedIn, for example. So, for example, many celebrities can boast tens and even hundreds of thousands of followers. And as impressive as these numbers may be, and as influential as they might be in terms of fashion or style recommendations, consider the fact that they are that they are perceived as an expert in the area that they are in which they're boasting about a product or service. If there's a case for their influence there, are their fans your ideal customers? They may be, but maybe not. If your product has wide appeal, a celebrity may be a good choice if you can afford it. So people will listen to celebrities, and if a celebrity likes your product, this is why you see many celebrity endorsements from Madonna to, I don't know, who are some of the other, Blondie, and many of other, and also sports figures. When they endorse a product, the assumption is that you're going to like the product because they like it. What should you be concerned about when looking for an influencer to work with in developing an engagement with them? So over time, influencers have built up an audience that not only trusts them and follows their recommendations, but also interacts with them and then those people take action based on the recommendations. Look at things such as numbers of likes, shares, and comments on social media posts to help you determine if an influencer's level of engagement is appropriate for your business. They will be more successful in spreading the word about your brand if they have people following them, which will help you grow your own business and your own audience. But you should ask for some case studies from previous campaigns with other brands if you do find somebody who's been an influencer for several different brands or product lines. Another important factor to consider is relevance to your brand. You want to find an influencer with an audience that will be interested in what you have to offer and who will be trusted as an authority by your audience as well. You may discover a family activities blogger with a highly engaged audience and in the price range that's appropriate for your business, whether depending on what you might be. Maybe you have a health product. Maybe you're in a personal coach business. There are just so many people out there that you can attract through using influencers. But the important thing is to stick to your niche. And most likely you can find bloggers and experts who would be in that arena. No matter how enthusiastic a particular influencer's audience may be, if they aren't interested in topics that are relative to your business, then they won't do you much good, and you won't be helpful to them either. So we're going to hear some more of our sponsors, and I'll be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The House has passed a bill, and now the Senate is working very, very hard with a bill that's going to be a phenomenal bill for the people of our country.
President Trump talking to reporters after a luncheon with GOP senators where the health bill was the major topic of discussion. The president said Americans will be taken care of.
I'm going to come out with a real bill, not Obamacare. Generous, kind, with heart. That's what I'm saying. And the results are going to be fantastic, and hopefully it'll be announced at the appropriate time, and everyone's going to be happy.
The jury in the trial of a Minnesota police officer charged with killing Philando Castile last summer has gone to deliberations. Officer Geronimo Yanez faces second-degree manslaughter after he shot and killed Castile during a traffic stop. The aftermath of the shooting streamed live on Facebook, drawing national attention. USA Radio News.
Well, May is Better Speech and Hearing Month, and we have two people joining us. Dave Gellis, lead guitarist of the rock band Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and also audiologist Dr. Eric Branda. All right, let's start with you, Dave. How did you lose some of your hearing?
Well, a lifetime of exposure to loud music has had a pretty significant consequence for me. I didn't notice it all at once because it's a gradual thing, but it got to the point where I knew something was wrong.
Well, Dr. Branda, obviously you're here to talk about some of the new technology that helped Dave hear now. He can hear birds chirping. What is the new technology, and where do we get more info?
So I always advise people to talk to their hearing care professional, like an audiologist. We have a lot of new technology to help hear those sounds people can't hear, suppress background noise, connect to their phones, and you can find out a lot more about this at our website at signiausa.com.
Wonderful. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. So it's looks like it's partly cloudy today, and certainly it is warm. It was up into the 90s, but tonight is the weather's supposed to, the temperature's supposed to go down into the upper 60s, and it'll be cooler. And then tomorrow, on Wednesday, looking at the extended forecast, we're looking at sunshine and clouds that are mixed with a high of 78 degrees, and then Wednesday night a few clouds with a low down to 54. Now the question is, what's going to happen on Thursday? So on Thursday, partly cloudy again, high of 77 degrees with a slight wind, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then Thursday night, partly cloudy in the evening with increasing clouds with periods of showers after midnight, a low of about 58 degrees, and winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. There's a chance of rain at about 40%. And then going even further on Friday, rain shower. Friday rain again. Got to get those umbrellas out again. And then Friday night, cloudy, and it's going to be damp and foggy. So I hope the weather going into the weekend is nice for all of us, but time will tell. So we were talking about influencer marketing and the fact that if you can get people to talk you up, to get you some word of mouth, that goes a long way. In fact, your word of mouth marketing campaign through an influencer helps to complement any other marketing you might be doing. I don't think you should do one type of marketing. You really have to have a variety of marketing tactics in order for your outreach to really work for you. Because if you only have one form of outreach, your audience may not see it or hear it. So having multiple exposures is extremely important. In fact, from a guerrilla marketing standpoint, it takes about 9 exposures to get noticed, but your audience may only see you every third time. So now you're up to maybe 27 times that you have to have exposures. So essentially what we're saying is that you have to have information about your business out there all the time, but it needs to be focused on exactly who the target audience is. And for some of us, that's difficult. So if we can't develop a list of who the target audiences might be, and that I know in my business, when I was a manufacturer's rep in the pet industry, I sold to pet supply distributors. I could go into directories and find the names of those distributors, but not all of us have that luxury. So we have to have influencers communicate with the target audience that we want to reach. So the question is, how do you find influencers that are relevant to your products and services? A good way to start is by searching keywords and hashtags and finding posts online with lots of engagement. Admittedly, though, this has the potential to be quite time-consuming. So thankfully, there are several tools available to us online that will help us to identify influencers in virtually any area of topics. So depending on your specific goals and budget, there are a few that you might want to check out. So I looked up one of them. It's called BuzzSumo. It's BuzzSumo.com, which helps you to locate popular content and the people who are sharing it. It also lets you gather social media statistics on the content. Another one is called Tracker, which is one that I've heard more often than this BuzzSumo. Tracker is spelled TRAACKR, which helps you to discover and connect with influencers and to measure the impact they have on your business. Interesting. I think this is fascinating, personally. So with these resources, they help you to find people who have an affinity for your product and an audience with affinity for them. Look for ways to help them over time. As you create value for them, they will have opportunities to create value for you. That happens to be a statement from somebody from BuzzSumo. There's also a website called Kred, K-R-E-D, which measures social interactions and assigns users a Kred score. That may be a little bit more advanced for some of us. There's also a website called FollowerWonk. So it's FollowerWonk, which focuses on Twitter and provides tools for comparisons. Another one you could look into would be Ninja Outreach, which allows you to search for influencers by keyword and can help you to locate and reach out to bloggers and Twitter on Instagram influencers, Twitter or Instagram. Another one's called Clout, K-L-O-U-T, which compares influencers by analyzing social network content and assigning a clout score. There are many companies today that are hiring people to do social media content, and that may be important for you to find someone, maybe somebody that has podcasts. In fact, you're welcome to come to my program and do an interview on Teachable Moments in Business. You can then get the link on the archives, download it, and you could use that as a resource for your marketing outreach. So then the question is, how do you get started working with an influencer? Depending on your budget, one way to begin working with an influencer or influencers is to use an influencer matchup program, such as a company called Tap Influence or Six Push Media. So the first one is Tap Influence, TAPINFLUENCE, or Six Push Media, SIXPUSH Media, MEDIA, it's all one word. In one of these programs, you would identify the type of influencer you might be looking for. You might provide information on your niche, the audiences you want to reach, or any other specifics that you feel are important to your marketing needs. The matchup program would then identify relevant influencers who are interested in working with you and allow you to choose the ones who you feel would be best in terms of meeting your needs. Many of these programs will also help you to design an influencer campaign and to track your results. So these are people who are already experts in this field of marketing, and they would have the resources to help you design a program. Now, I used to work for a company in the pet industry that had a captive blogger. They paid her a salary for sending out messages once a day, and that person touted the value of the products. They run contests. They have giveaways. There are tips on the pet, on how to care for pets. So that blogger has a lot of followers. And in fact, she can measure it because people will write into her, or they may go to a store to purchase a certain product, and they're able to track the sales on those products. So think about ways that you can influence people to do business with you. With using this method, you can save a lot of work since it connects you quickly with people who are already interested in working with you. Saves you the time of identifying the influencers on your own and building relationships with them. And that would be through these organizations that I had mentioned to you, such as Ninja Outreach, FollowerWonk, Clout. But these are really worth following up to see if there might be a value for your business. I especially liked the BuzzSumo and the Tracker as resources to help you find people to help you out. So thankfully, even if your budget doesn't allow for the use of a matchup program, you can still work with effective influencers. Begin by identifying influence that you are interested in working with. Once you've found them, begin the process of building a relationship. Remember, influencer marketing is a two-way street. In order to be effective, it needs to benefit both you and the other person. You can start the ball rolling by showing your chosen influencers how you can help them. So the question is, how can you help an influencer in order to get them attracted to what you have to offer, especially if you don't have the deep pockets to pay them? So, for example, you could engage with them on the social media. You could follow them on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or anywhere they have an online presence. Reshare and comment on their posts. So you can get them publicity while they're working to get you known in the marketplace as well. You can read and comment on and share their blog posts. Information that they have created may be very interesting to people that you know, and when they see that you're reposting information, that will certainly attract an audience to you. Include those influencers in your content. Include them in a roundup post or in a post that summarizes the top influencers in your industry. Once you have their attention, you can approach your influencers about working together with them. You may request them to do a guest blog post which showcases your product directly to their audience. So there's just a lot of techniques. In the pet industry, there's an organization called BlogPaws, BlogPaws, and it's an organization that was probably started maybe 8 years ago, 8-9 years ago. And these are bloggers from all over the country who just post information about pets. I mean, pets, it just so happens that pets are in probably at least 68% of households, one type of pet or another. And so people are always talking about their pets. So if you know somebody who's in the pet industry, encourage them to go to BlogPaws and to find somebody that might do some blogging for them. Some of the bloggers don't require to be paid. They want samples of products. So even if you're not in the pet industry, you may find people in other industries who would be interested in your products. For example, if you were a manufacturer or a distributor of healthcare products or perhaps skin lotions for women to keep away wrinkles, they might be very happy to get samples in compensation for any promotion that they might give on your behalf through their various mediums. You could also ask to interview them for your own content. They are likely to promote that content to their audience, raising awareness of your brand. If the influencer reviews products, offer to send a sample and to ask for an honest review. A good review from a trusted source would offer amazing exposure for your brand. So times are changing. We didn't used to do business this way before. A word of caution, though. The FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, requires influencers to disclose if they receive any type of compensation for their services. This goes above and beyond direct payment. If you provide free or discounted products or services in exchange for a mention in a blog post, a post on Instagram, or a video on YouTube, this has to be disclosed. If you pay for travel, accommodations, or a meal so that they can visit your place of business or attend any event, then they need to disclose that as well. In fact, that's a statement that you'll find on the website called WAMA, Word of Mouth Marketing Association. In WAMA, they have articles for people who give word of mouth and who are members of that organization, that the guidelines for being honest and fair, and that's one of them. You must disclose if you're being paid to promote something. Otherwise, people are being led astray, and ultimately they're not going to trust you if they find out you've paid somebody to talk you up. So we're going to go on to a word from one of our sponsors, and I will be back.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to Vicki Lynn Morgan Teachable Moments in Business here at the 100 and Chamber radio station. I was just mentioning to you that the Federal Trade Commission requires that if you pay somebody to promote you through the various social media avenues or podcasts or YouTube videos, that they have to let their audience know that they've been compensated for that endeavor. So it's your responsibility, not theirs, to make sure that the audience is well aware that you're asking somebody, you're paying somebody for their promotion. So keep in mind that working with influencers to amplify your content is a very human process. It's tempting to think that there is a perfect tool available that will let you spend an hour setting some parameters, then walk away while the sales flow in. In reality, that's not the best way to pursue influencer marketing. Too much reliance on tools just creates more spam, as tools send bulk email to people with whom you have very little contact. A better approach is to identify influencers whose audience overlaps with yours and then work hard in creating value for those influencers. Focus on relationships and giving before you focus on asking for anything in return. So the argument here is that some of the approach doesn't scale, and in a sense it's true. There will always be a cap on the number of legitimate business relationships a person can manage. But the process can be simplified and streamlined while still remaining human and relationally centered. I think that's the goal. Find people who have an affinity for your product and an audience with affinity for them. Look for ways to help them over time. As you create value for them, they will have opportunities to create value for you. A quote that I found from one of the companies that helps people find influencers is, give them the creative license to introduce your brand as they see fit. Not only will that ensure the authenticity of their endorsements, but it'll guarantee that your influencer won't say no to working with you again in the future. So the question is, how do you know if the influencer marketing program is actually working? Common goals of an influencer marketing program are to increase awareness and to get people to try your product, increase followers on social media, and drive sales. These are not abstract ideas. They are all quantifiable, and the measurements of the results of your influencer marketing will help you to determine how well it is working. So if you're not getting sales, I guess you can say, well, maybe that's not working for you. But you have to be able to measure your return on investment. Some of these goals will be easy to measure. For instance, if you were looking to increase followers on social media, simply determine the number of new followers gained as a result of your campaign. To obtain more accurate figures, you don't change anything else about your current marketing during this time period. If awareness was one of your main goals, then you'll want to know whether your campaign resulted in a large number of impressions or social mentions. How many times was your content displayed, for example? And how does this compare to the impressions of your content before you began partnering with influencers? Use one of these tools to track social mentions. Are you looking for an increase in traffic to your website? Then you'll want to measure clicks. How often did the content displayed by them in social media result in click-throughs to your website? Use Bitly links, bit.ly links, or other trackable links to keep count. Measure engagement by looking at activity on social shares and blog content. You'll want a full report from your influencer to track this. The ultimate goal of your influencer marketing campaign is most likely to get people excited about your product or service so that they will visit your website and eventually buy from you. So when someone reads something about you and it motivates them to come to your website to hopefully eventually buy, this is called inbound marketing. You want people, as I say, knocking on your door. So there has to be a call to action in all these endeavors, because otherwise you're merely saying, well, here I am, and if you'd ever be interested, just let us know. But if you say to somebody through the influencer marketing campaign that if they go to the website, they might be able to download a coupon or get a free sample or to enter a contest or to post a picture on your website or to post some remarks, there's got to be, or maybe to download an article, a white paper that sounds interesting to them. Give people reasons to want to know more so that they will visit your website, so they will knock on your door. So this will ultimately lead to an increase in sales, and if your product delivers on its promises, customer loyalty down the road will increase. But this can take time to get that website traffic and engagement. So you've got to be able to measure to see if indeed you're achieving your goals. If you're interested in assigning a dollar value to your results, Tap Influence, which is a .com, that's one whole word, tapinfluence.com, has a useful formula for determining your total media value and ROI. After analyzing your results, you may see some numbers that you're quite pleased with and some areas where you don't achieve the results you were hoping for. Use these to determine what is effective for you and what wasn't, and you have to really adjust your approach in future campaigns. Of course, what you're really hoping for is an increase in sales. That's what it's all about. Marketing's all about making sales. So although you may not see sales immediately jump as a result of meeting your goals in areas such as awareness, website visits, followers, and engagement, these are all important steps in the process. If you're creating a community that engages with you and believes in what you have to offer, then sales will follow naturally. So it may take a little bit of time, but don't give up, because if you're out of sight, you're out of mind. So if you've decided that influencer marketing could help you to achieve your goals, follow the steps outlined as we have talked about. And if you have questions, you're more than welcome to contact me at teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. Here's another quote I found you, and this is probably the final quote for the day. Give your influencers unique, trackable URLs, this is website addresses, to really measure their impact. Whether the ultimate goal is website hits, brand awareness, or a sale, concrete numbers are a great way to augment and amplify more ethereal successes like shares and retweets. So consider who can be. Those people can be your influencers. Can it be a blogger? Is it somebody who's engaged in an industry with a newsletter, perhaps? Maybe they put on webinars, or they have forums where they can do discussions with people. There are influencers who may be speakers, and if you connect with them, maybe you can get some exposure. Sponsor a speaker. That's another thing you could consider doing. So there's an awful lot you can do to build awareness for your business, but it's not like it used to be. It's not a matter of spending money on print advertising or TV or radio. There's got to be more that you can do those things, but you got to complement them with online endeavors as well. So I'm about at the end of our program today. I want to thank you for listening to our program, and I hope that you'll drop me a note if you'd like to be interviewed on the program. I love to interview business owners, because every one of the folks that we've had here has given tips to the audience on ways that they've been successful. And you can take those tips and use them for your own businesses. You don't have to be in the same industry. You take the ideas and use them and apply them to your business. Manipulate that information to achieve your goals. So I'll be back next week on Teachable Moments in Business, and I look forward to speaking with you again.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The House has passed a bill, and now the Senate is working very, very hard with a bill that's going to be a phenomenal bill for the people of our country.
President Trump talking to reporters after a luncheon with GOP senators where the health bill was the major topic of discussion. The president said Americans will be taken care of.
I'm going to come out with a real bill, not Obamacare. Generous, kind, with heart. That's what I'm saying. And the results are going to be fantastic, and hopefully it'll be announced at the appropriate time, and everyone's going to be happy.
The jury in the trial of a Minnesota police officer charged with killing Philando Castile last summer has gone to deliberations. Officer Geronimo Yanez faces second-degree manslaughter after he shot and killed Castile during a traffic stop. The aftermath of the shooting streamed live on Facebook, drawing national attention. USA Radio News.
Circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Senator Schumer said, we will have no part of these discussions. And famously, President Obama, on the way out of office, said, don't participate in this.
Republican Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker on MSNBC calling out hypocrisy on the part of the Democrats who are obstructing actions in the Senate, claiming Republicans are working on a health care bill in secret. Wicker pointed out multiple instances where Democratic leaders, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, said they wouldn't participate in the process. A congressional runoff election taking place in Georgia drawing a lot of attention. Republican candidate Karen Handel pointing out that her Democratic opponent doesn't even live in the district, says the election is going to depend a lot on turnout.
I think, again, it is at the end of the day, it's about the voters and the people who can come out and vote today. And the people of the 6th District are going to be looking for someone who's been part of this community.
USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now,